Bed Bath & Beyond gets a lifeline. Hey, did you know that Twitter, think Elon Musk, believes that National Public Radio, or NPR, is some sort of state-run media outlet? I wish I were kidding. Could the Fed have a negative impact on jobs held by Black Americans and Hispanic Americans? We'll tell you that story. We've got the Wall Street Report, and this evening begins the Jewish Festival of Passover. And so our news headline are, well, they're much shorter than usual. There is still so much to do before the sun sets. So let's go with what we got.
Insight on Business, News, and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're along for the ride today to learn just a bit more about some of the top business news stories that hit us in the face today, so to speak. And yes, it is the first night of Passover, so we're going to make this a little short. Sorry about that, but you know, time is of the essence these days, and I'll have a little bit more about that at the close of this newscast. And want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB underscore NewsHour. You know, it's hard to draw in customers if your shelves are close to being empty. And that's what Bed Bath & Beyond has been facing before the company that is fighting to stay out of bankruptcy, before the company secured $120 million. They are calling it a lifeline. CNN is reporting the $120 million in financial help is specifically designed to address the need to stock those shelves and attract shoppers back to something other than the store closing sales at the locations slated for closure. The money comes from Restore Capital, which will purchase up to $120 million worth of merchandise from Bed Bath & Beyond suppliers in order to supplement stock at Bed Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby. Retailers that are at risk of bankruptcy have trouble getting inventory from their suppliers without paying up front. Why? Clearly, suppliers don't want to end up as unsecured creditors in the event of bankruptcy filing. And that's one of the reasons it's difficult for a retailer to pull out of a downward spiral as they compete with rivals that are not having to pay cash up front. Now, what is really odd about all of this is I was recently at Bed Bath & Beyond, and not only was it fully stocked, the store had been totally reimagined. And the store, Bed Bath & Beyond, looked great. Perhaps we're just lucky here in the Midwest. Maybe? NPR is the National Public Radio Network, which has for years been the source of fact-based reporting from a host of talented reporters. Now, Twitter says the network is not independent, but in fact is a state-run broadcaster. I wish I were kidding. While nothing could be further from the truth, Elon Musk's company still has branded NPR, suggesting the reporting is propaganda. NPR does receive some funding from public institutions, but the vast majority comes from sources such as corporate sponsorships and NPR membership fees. Kind of like my membership fee. I will share with you that for years, right-wing media outlets and those folks who listen to them actually sneer when a story is attributed to NPR. Really? There is growing concern that if the central bank continues to raise interest rates, thousands of jobs could be on the chopping block. To be sure, there are a number of positive signs, such as the consumer price index falling, the producer price index indicates a drop in wholesale prices, and the personal consumption price index has also moderated. So it looks as though we're turning the corner. Well, CNN is now reporting that there is real concern that if rates continue to be increased, employed Black Americans and Hispanic Americans are at a greater risk of losing their jobs. Fear of a recession is once again growing, and should the U.S. fall into a recession, a disproportionate number of Black and Hispanic workers will be impacted. Jobless rates for Black and Hispanic Americans often increase by more than those of their white counterparts during recessions. Now, how do we know all this? Well, a Pew Research Center report compared two recessions in recent decades that shows how Black and Hispanic Americans experienced that disproportionate effect on their jobless rates during periods of economic downturn. From the second quarter of 2007 to the second quarter of 2009, during the Great Recession, the unemployment rate rose 6.5 percentage points for Black Americans. The Hispanic unemployment rate climbed 6.3 percentage points. Meanwhile, for white workers, it increased by 4 percentage points. And from the first quarter of 1990 to the first quarter of 1991, the unemployment rate climbed 1.4 percentage points for Black Americans and 2.1 percentage points for Hispanic Americans. The white unemployment rate rose 1.3 percentage points. Now, the Fed says it wants to see unemployment hit 4.5%, which means thousands of Americans would lose their job or jobs. And to cheer that just seems cruel. Once again, with a recession, yeah, those are the fears that paralyzed Wall Street today, and we watched the Dow gain only 80 points on the day to close at 33,482. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ fell by 129 points to end the session at 11,996, and the S&P 500 was off by 10 points, finishing the trade at 4090. Oil moderated a bit, falling by 36 cents to $80.35 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with what this week means for our Christian, Muslim, and Jewish friends. Not only is this Holy Week for Christians, but Islam is also celebrating Ramadan, a month in which followers do not eat or drink during the daylight hours, only to celebrate with sweets and delicious food items after sundown. Meanwhile, tonight begins the festival of Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew. The story of the deliverance from slavery in Egypt and during this meal, this evening, called a Seder, which by the way means order, Jews are not only to tell the story found in Exodus, but to imagine being transported from slavery to freedom. So, here is wishing you a happy and meaningful Easter, Mubarak Ramadan, and Chag Sameach for Kosher LePesach. And that, my friends, is a wrap. Thanks so much for joining us for this bit of news today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a good evening, happy holidays, and just enjoy yourself and your family and friends, would you? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.